This is such a crazy story out of Tennessee. This is the headline. Tennessee officials are hunting a pet zebra that escaped. What? So this zebra was at a new residence, I guess a home in a fence somewhere. And then the day after its arrival, it escaped. It ran through traffic on the interstate, prompting road closures. Here's part of the news coverage.
Rutherford County is still dealing with a zebra on the loose on Interstate 24 near Joby Jackson Parkway. And now that zebra that we were told was caught is actually still on the run.
So many questions. First of all, who has a zebra as a pet? And you just got it a day ago? You'd think you'd pay closer attention to it. Like, check your fence, dude. As a farm girl, check the fence. Come on. And what did the first driver on the interstate think when they saw the zebra? If you're the first dude that sees zebra running full speed across the interstate, are you like, I'm on acid. What happened? Did somebody drug me? Like, what are you thinking? And you just hope someone's in your vehicle with you to reinforce the fact that, yes, you did just see a zebra. Did you know, I Googled this, you do not need a permit in the state of Tennessee to own a zebra as a pet. That's weird. And you should put that on the state sign. Welcome to Tennessee. No, you don't need a permit for that zebra. Put it on the sign. Anyway, I hope they find the zebra. I hope it's safe. And the sad part is a lot of these people who buy exotic animals as pets, they don't pay them proper attention because they're just getting the animal for their own attention. Like, get a goldfish, man, or get nothing. Get a big bag of nothing. That's an option, to just get nothing. Maybe just get more interesting as a person. Just a suggestion. But again, I hope they find it and it's okay.